It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a
Colbert.
Man, I tell you what, you bury yourself in work for 20 minutes, 45 minutes, 90 minutes. It's amazing what you can miss. Welcome in. Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Circus Sports Studio. It is February 29th of 2024. Don't get to say that too often. Yes, it's Leap Day. And got some audio, 45 minutes ago from Dave Finnegan, our excellent play-by-play voice of Cedar Falls Tigers boys and girls basketball. So with that, among a few other things, was just, you know, nose to the grindstone, getting this show ready today. And in the last 10 minutes, there's always a few things to button up, a couple T's to cross, I's to dot, you know, and one of the things I always do is I go to a couple different websites to make sure that there hasn't been any breaking news that I should be aware of before I go on the air. And like I said, I was nose to the grindstone here for at least the past hour. Hadn't really come up for air. And then, holy cow, breaking news of all breaking news. A little over an hour ago, Caitlin Clark posted on her X account, and that's at Caitlin Clark 22, a statement. And long story short, this will be Caitlin Clark's last season as an Iowa Hawkeye. She had the opportunity to return for a fifth season, despite not redshirting, of course, as a freshman by nature of having been in school when the pandemic happened. And, of course, all student-athletes got an extra year of eligibility because of how much that really just screwed everything up, right? So she is going to forego that extra year of eligibility and enter the 2024 WNBA draft. Long story short, I would say enjoy every moment, every second of Caitlin Clark in a Hawkeye uniform while you can. Not that you won't, of course, be able to enjoy her in the WNBA, and I think she's going to be just monumental for the WNBA. Just cannot wait to see what she does for that league. But for me, man, and I think this definitely speaks to the majority of folks out there listening, Iowa's not an NBA state. You know, of course, we don't have any professional teams, but among professional sports, the NBA is, I mean, it's down there with soccer. It just is. I make the running joke on the show that I'm one of 19 NBA fans in the state of Iowa. And to me, just something about college football, college basketball, that just makes my blood pump more than it ever will watching the NFL or watching the NBA. So, enjoy Caitlin Clark while you got her. And here is how the statement reads from Caitlin Clark on her X account. Quote, "While this season is far from over and we have a lot more goals to achieve, it will be my last one at Iowa. I am excited to be entering the 2024 WNBA draft. It is impossible to fully express my gratitude to everyone who has supported me during my time at Iowa, my teammates who made the last 4 years the best, my coaches, trainers, and staff who always let me be me, Hawkeye fans who filled Carver every night, and everyone who came out to support us across the country, especially the young kids. Most importantly, none of this would have been possible without my family and friends who have been by my side through it all. Because of all of you, my dreams came true. End quote. So, there you have it. There's your breaking news today. Caitlin Clark is going to call it a college career with the Iowa Hawkeyes after the end of this season. And, again, I'll just reiterate the point. Just enjoy her while you can. If you're sitting there and you're like, you know, I haven't done a good enough job watching Caitlin Clark, making sure that I'm turning those games on. And, you know, when I have, I've really enjoyed it. Well, make it a point now. This is a legendary, all-time college basketball player, men or women. And it's just one of them deals. Like, to be able to say, you know, if you're my age, I would say, you know, I'm 34. You know, 3 decades from now, Lord willing, I'm still here. To be able to talk with people like, oh, yeah, I remember watching Caitlin Clark. You remember watching Caitlin Clark? She's going to have a statue. She's going to be right up there with the likes of a Niall Kinnick, for example, in the pantheon of Iowa athletics greats and, of course, just college athletic greats. I would say that she's, I mean, Tim Tebow was a force of nature at Florida, right? Playing college football. I would argue that Caitlin Clark has had more influence on college athletics and just been a slightly larger influence, slightly larger force of nature than Tim Tebow was. And perhaps some folks listening a little older than me could point to someone in college athletics, and I'm sure I could if I sat here and thought long enough, but I didn't. Like I said, I just got to this before the show started, so I didn't have time to put anything down, anything articulate. I'm just shooting from the hip here. But congratulations to her on making her decision, and we'll see how things end up for this Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team that looks like they're going to come up short for a Big Ten regular season championship to Ohio State. But when the NCAA tournament starts, who knows what might happen. And going to be looking forward to enjoying the rest of Caitlin Clark's days in an Iowa Hawkeyes uniform. So, again, hope your Thursday is treating you well. Make sure you're following us on X at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page. Type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content on your Facebook feed. Bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. That's where all of that local and statewide sports content typically originates from. There's all sorts of other reasons to visit the website. So bookmark it and do it on a regular basis, 1650thefan.com. Dial me up with any thoughts or questions or comments that you have to add to the show, 319-277-1918 or 800-913-9479. Email Cole at 1650thefan.com. Questions or comments, of course. And then if there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, by all means, open to your suggestions. Send me an email. Don't be shy. Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, we'll get to area sports news and scores. Plenty to get to in the stack today. The girls' high school state basketball tournament continuing today. With the Cedar Falls girls taking place. So I'll give you those results if you haven't heard those yet. And also some audio later on from Coach Greg Grohn we'll have in the third segment of today's show when it comes to covering the Tiger girls at the state basketball tournament. After we get through area sports news and scores, we'll take the first time out, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back in the second segment, and the coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN college basketball analyst, will join us. You follow him on X at KLehmanSports, And we'll do what we usually do. We'll talk you and I Panthers, Drake Bulldogs, Iowa State Cyclones, and Iowa Hawkeyes. We are literally one sleep away from March and the madness, folks. So what better time than right now to be talking to the coach, Kevin Lehman. We'll do that in the next segment of today's show. After we're done with Coach Lehman, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports. Come back on the other side in the third segment. And like I mentioned, Cedar Falls girls basketball team in semifinal action today. We'll have audio from Coach Greg Groen. And then audio from Iowa State's Damarian Watson. Cyclones got a win last night. Watson was outstanding off the bench. Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter. And another facility upgrade. Looks like it will be happening soon, if I can get it spit out here, for UNI Athletics. So if time permits, we can get into some of that as well in the third segment of today's show. So an ambitious agenda like usual. After we're done with that third segment, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back for a final time on a Thursday, and wrap up the show. All right, so let's dive right in. Youngstown, yes, the Phantoms, they played hockey this morning against the Waterloo Blackhawks. Can you believe it? Were you tuned in? It was breakfast with the Blackhawks this morning, an 8:45 pregame and a 9:05 puck drop Central Time. And didn't go well for the Blackhawks. They lost 10-4 at Youngstown in this morning affair. Score was tied at 2 after the first 20 minutes. Then the Phantoms just went off. The Blackhawks will continue their weekend road trip tomorrow night. They play the National Team Developmental Program in Plymouth, Michigan. That'll make for an abbreviated Colin Company 5:40 pregame for the Blackhawks tomorrow night here on The Fan. That's a 6 o'clock puck drop. Yesterday at the girls' high school state basketball tournament, Panorama overcame a slow start to beat Grundy Center 59-49 in a Class 2A quarterfinal. Grundy Center got out to a 15-6 lead after the first quarter and was ahead at halftime. Panorama then outscored the Spartans 22-13 in the third quarter to take control of the game. Grundy Center was led by Carly Wallace, who scored 18 points. The Spartans finished their season 21-3. As for the Cedar Falls girls basketball team, their season came to an end earlier today, losing in a Class 5A state tournament semifinal to Dowling Catholic 59-48. Maroons were up by just one at halftime, but took control of the third quarter, outscoring the Tigers 26-13. Cedar Falls shot just 33% in the game, had 11 shots blocked. Grace Knutson led the Tigers with 20 points. Cedar Falls finishes its outstanding season. Congratulations to Coach Groen and the Tigers with a record of 23-2. Meanwhile, this evening, a Class 4A semifinal at the girls' state basketball tournament, Waverly Shell Rock taking on Bishop Heelan. Gohawks are coming off a hard-fought 55-51 comeback win over Sioux Center in the quarterfinals. Waverly Shell Rock is still unbeaten, 24-0. Bishop Heelan, 23-1. Tip-off is at 6:45 tonight. The Mississippi Valley Conference has released its boys basketball all-conference teams. In the Mississippi division, three Cedar Falls Tigers named to the first team, junior guard Anthony Galvin, sophomore forward Will Gertis, and senior forward Cade Corbett. The Tigers' senior center Jake Peters was selected to the second team. Cedar Falls coach Ryan Schultz named Mississippi Division Coach of the Year. And in the Valley division, Jaleel Manigo, junior guard for Waterloo West, was named to the first team. The 2024 Dan Gable Mr. and Miss Wrestler of the Year recipients were recognized yesterday in Boone. Kyler Kanak of Don Bosco was named the Class 1A Mr. Wrestler of the Year. Waterloo Columbus's Mason Knipp was one of three finalists. The 8th-ranked Iowa State men's basketball team pulled away in the second half to defeat Oklahoma 58-45 last night at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. You heard it right here on The Fan. Both teams struggled to shoot. Shooting 33% for the game. Damarian Watson was great off the bench, scoring 15 points, going 7-for-7 from the field. Iowa State now 17-0 at home this season. And next play Saturday, traveling to UCF. You'll hear that game right here on The Fan, pregame at 2 on Saturday, tip-off at 3. The Iowa State women's basketball team picked up an 82-76 upset win at 15th-ranked Kansas State last night. Cyclones dominated the paint, out-rebounding the Wildcats 47-30 and outscoring them in the paint, 46-28. Addie Brown led Iowa State with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Cyclones now 11-6 in the Big 12. The sixth-ranked Iowa women ran past Minnesota 108-60 last night. Caitlin Clark had a triple-double, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. She also broke Lynette Woodard's major college scoring record with 3,650 career points. The Hawkeyes topped the 100-point mark for the 10th time this season. The UNI women's basketball team in action tonight. It's their last home game hosting Valparaiso. The Panthers are going for the season sweep of the Beacons. You can listen to this game on 106.5 Corn Country. Pregame show begins at 5:45, tip-off at 6. Wartburg is well represented in the American Rivers Conference women's basketball postseason honors. The Knights won the regular season going 16-0 and won the conference tournament. Senior forward Jaden Murphy was named the conference's MVP. Bob Amsbary named Coach of the Year. Murphy averaged 14.6 rebounds, 1.5 blocks per game, along with senior guard Sarah Faber. Murphy and Faber both named to the first-team all-conference squad. The Wartburg women will compete in the NCAA D3 tournament starting tomorrow. And UNI has received permission from the Iowa Board of Regents to begin planning a sports training facility for the Panthers' men's and women's basketball programs, as well as the volleyball team. The complex will provide a dedicated practice space to these programs that they currently share, the McLeod Center and UNI's Wellness and Recreation Center. The building will be solely financed by private gifts. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll connect with the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman joins. We'll talk Drake, UNI, Iowa, and Iowa State next, right here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The NCAA women's scoring leader, Caitlin Clark, announced that this will be her last season playing at Iowa as she will be entering the 2024 WNBA draft. In the NFL, Ravens running back J.K. Dobbins posted a video of himself running and sprinting just 5.5 months after suffering a torn Achilles.
What's up? You copy?
According to SNY, the Jets believe former wide receiver Mecole Hardman leaked game plans to opponents while frustrated by his lack of usage. NFL executive Troy Vincent said that there's no support within the league's competition committee to ban the tush push. He also added that there's no need to punish a team that strategically does it well. The NFL Network reports that the Kansas City Chiefs are planning an $800 million renovation to Arrowhead Stadium, the third oldest stadium in the NFL. It would begin after the team plays host to games for the 2026 World Cup, and it can take about 4 years to complete.
I wouldn't. Purdue's not
it's like
anywhere.
Having a front row seat at Wrigley
They'll
Field.
Choke again.
Listen to Chicago Cubs baseball all season long right here on 1650 The Fan.
Might take UConn and Houston.
You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose.
Yeah,
we'll help your
student
discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter to keep you up with the day's biggest sports betting news and insights. only at VSIN.com.
The Chicago Cubs are a $1.55 favorite at Sloan Park against the Colorado Rockies today in Cactus League Baseball. The Rockies are the +130 underdog. Chicago Blackhawks +235 at home with the Avalanche today. The Avs are the -290 favorites. Six over at United Center. The Blackhawks have dropped 7 of their last 10 games. Drake 107-105 at UIC yesterday, winning in triple overtime, but not covering as 8.5-point road favorites. Tucker DeVries, 39 points, 13 boards, and 7 assists in the Drake win. Iowa State, 58-45 over Oklahoma's 9.5-point favorite. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast.
A red flag warning remains in effect. Lows level off around 32. Tonight, under clear skies, southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 55. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow night, lows around 35. Temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 60s to the mid 70s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 53 degrees.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues, and like I said in the opening segment, we are just one sleep away from March. So who better than the coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN college basketball analyst, to join us now. Coach, I'd ask how you're doing, but March is mere hours away. So I know how you're doing. You're doing pretty damn good.
I'm doing real good. And it's a leap year, or else we'd already be into March.
Yeah,
but
I know.
We'll be here. Arch Madness, the madness under the arch. March Madness, it's all coming.
Okay. Hey, how about where do you want to start? I always have to make these tough decisions. You tell me where you want to start.
Well, we can briefly touch upon the rock fight between Iowa State and Oklahoma. That was some bad basketball to watch.
Yeah, let's do that.
Something to be said for winning ugly.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, because Iowa State, the West Virginia game wasn't some masterclass in basketball either, and they found a way to get that win. And as tough as it is to win any night against any team in the Big 12, the fact that they've won in a number of different fashions. They've won when they've had their A game. They've won when they've had maybe their C-plus, B-minus game. I think that tells us even more about just how good this team is.
Well, I think that's why they're dangerous in March, too, Cole, because one of the keys to advancing in March is being able to win different styles of game. And they can control the style of their defense, but that's about enough said about those Cyclones. Man.
Well, how about
this racket W up? Move on.
How about this? 4 for 24 combined between Taman Lipsey and Keyshawn Gilbert, and they still win that game last night. They get 15 off the bench from Damarian Watson.
Well, did you see the shooting in the first half? It was combined 2 for 17 from three.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I saw it. I'm trying not to remember it. I was questioning how I spend my free time watching that game last night. So
yeah,
impressive.
Well, you need to listen to Eric Heff. That's comical to listen to him on the radio because he has a personal vendetta against every official that wears a striped shirt in the concert.
Are you accusing Eric Heff of complaining about officiating? No way.
I used to think the Dolph was bad, but this guy is triple top.
Hey, take it easy. All right, we're a Cyclone affiliate here. All right.
They're winning, baby, and we started off with them. So now we got to move on to the Hawkeyes.
All right. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now. Follow Coach on X at K Lehman Sports. I guess if we're going to talk about the Hawkeyes, Coach, we first got to mention, as you might understand, I talked about in the open, Caitlin Clark released her statement today that she intends to enter the 2024 WNBA draft. This is going to be her last season as a Hawkeye, not going to use her extra year of COVID eligibility. And my main message was in the open that a lot of us have made Iowa women's basketball, Caitlin Clark, appointment viewing because of just how legendary already of a talent she's proven to be for college basketball, regardless of gender. And I just said for the folks out there that have watched Caitlin before, but maybe haven't made it appointment viewing, and you're like, man, every time I've watched her, I've really enjoyed that. Like, don't regret. Don't have any regrets on this. Like, make sure that you watch her last games in an Iowa uniform. College basketball is just different than playing in the WNBA. With all due respect to the WNBA, that was my message to people listening was, you know, don't let life get in the way here. Like, make a point to watch a legend before it's all over.
I thought this put it in perspective. Bryce Sanford gets a triple-double, the first in men's history. Caitlin Clark's got 16 of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Does that put it in perspective how good she is? I think that's the accurate number, 16 triple-doubles. And we're looking at the record books to see if anyone in the men's side has had one before Sanford got his last night.
Well, and she's going to break Pistol Pete's record. So she's going to She's going to have the all-time record. Just as someone who's watched so much basketball in their life, Coach Lehman, just what stands out most to you about Caitlin and her talents?
I think her ability to pass the basketball, because we're always talking about her scoring. Her ability to throw those full-length bounce passes off the court right into the midsection of her teammates, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's unheard of. I couldn't do that at the rec center against a bunch of third graders. And she is like, makes it look so effortless. It's like, you know, she passes and scores like she breathes. It's just a real phenom. I don't think we're going to see anybody like her again in our lifetimes.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point I made. Like, you just don't know if you'll ever see anybody like this again. So make sure that you get in front of the television or you get to Carver-Hawkeye Arena.
And Cole, you know my claim to fame. I taught her mother at Dowling High School U.S. history in 1987.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that now. So you got this whole thing started.
Yeah, we all try to, you know, everybody's trying to attach themselves to her somehow now. So that's my attachment.
Oh, good grief. All right. Talking about Fran McCaffrey's team, they get a win against Penn State, 90-81. Peyton Sanford had the triple-double, like you mentioned. And I know there's people out there that think I'm a Hawkeye hater. I'm not. I'll continue to say that. I'm not. And I preface, that's me prefacing because, Coach, last time you were on, we talked about how, if the Hawkeyes maybe kind of played their way back onto the bubble, they're 17-12, 9-9, like this exact time of year, and with that exact record and resume that Iowa has, I will just say, as a guy admittedly who is a fan of mid-major college basketball, I despise this sort of record and this sort of resume being a part of the conversation with the Power Five schools when it comes to bracketology.
Well, let's expand the field. Then we don't have to talk about them being on the bubble because they'll be in if we expand the field.
No.
They'll put them in. Yeah, that's what they're going to do with the expansion. They'll put them in. I will say this, though. If they can win the next two, and I think they're really tough. You know, at Northwestern's a difficult one. Illinois at home. This would be Fran McCaffrey's best coaching job. I really think so.
That's
from what
fair.
I've seen. Yeah. But they got to win the next two to do that.
And
I tell you, I think the key is, Cole, before I keep interrupting you, because it is your show.
go ahead.
Patrick McCaffrey, even though his numbers don't jump out at you, him coming back in and playing has really helped the spacing and the offense of this team. It's helped Josh Dix emerge. It's helped Perkins get to the open court into the rim. And it's helped Peyton Sanford's game. And now he doesn't have to play the two posts together all the time, Cricky and Owen Freeman, because I think that really jammed up the middle for the Hawkeyes. So even though Patrick McCaffrey's numbers don't jump out at you, he's really helped spread this offense out.
That's a great point, and it's something that you've talked about over the past couple few weeks and, you know, other conversations I've had about the Iowa Hawkeyes. I've pointed out as well that you could tell Fran McCaffrey has watched and learned a lot about his team this year, and there's only so many buttons to push, but among the ones available, it seems like he's pushed a lot of the right ones. And so, hey, listen to me. I'm no Hawkeye hater. I think they have done well with what they have, and he's got them on the bubble, whether I like it or not, and we'll see what happens here. But
Fran didn't make the rules, but he's playing by him. So, you know, what are you going to do if you're in a power conference? You know what you got to do to get yourself on the bubble or talk NCAA tournament. So they're doing it.
Yep, exactly. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now, Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's talk Missouri Valley hoops.
If you're going to talk about pushing buttons, we got to talk about Northern Iowa and Ben Jacobson pushing some buttons.
Yeah, seriously. They get a 68-54 win against Valpo on Tuesday night. And, Coach, here's what I'll tell you. And we talked about this in the bowels of McLeod Center after that game late on Tuesday night. I said, hey, how about this, Coach Lehman? Ever since Ben Jacobson said, we're not going to play the starters as much, we're going to play the bench more, and I expect everybody to play harder and to play faster. And so he pushes that button. Now, albeit, you're not going to see results overnight, but small sample size, they're 4-1 since then. And in the last two games, I feel like they've really seen some serious results. 25 fast break points in the win against Drake last Saturday. 23 fast break points against Valpo on Tuesday night. Only one other time this season, you got to go all the way back to December 2nd, an overtime loss to Evansville, did Ben Jacobson's team have 20 or more fast break points. I think that's something to pay attention to here. I don't think that's too small of a sample size or whatever you want to get bogged down in. I think that's serious stuff.
Well, what they've done and the buttons he's pushed, Coach Jake, and you made a great observation when we talked after that game. They're getting down court so fast that teams can't set up their defense. They don't have to run that flow offense in the half court. They run their primary break, their secondary, then they go into it as needed. And it's made them much more effective, much more difficult to guard, and has really spread out the defenses. And it's given guys like Wolf, they've been able to flourish in this. And so has RJ Taylor. They've flourished in this style of basketball.
Yeah, Landon Wolf has been really good. He's averaging, I had done the math earlier today, what was it, around 12 points per game ever since Coach Jake made this new emphasis, what it is, you know, a new emphasis. And another thing, you know, going back to you talking about them putting pressure on defenses, that transition scoring where they're challenging defenses north and south, well, then that flow offense really complements playing in transition if you don't get the bucket on the fast break, because you go from playing a high pace north and south to then playing a high pace east and west. That seems to be really wearing teams out.
Yeah, and also another guy that has flourished in this is Titan Anderson, because it allows him now to lead the break, which, you know, we saw him flirt with a triple-double himself against Valpo. But I think this style of play, because of his athletic ability, makes him shine even more. We're going to find out for sure on Sunday, because they're going against the most physical backcourt in Southern Illinois. Can they run like this against the Slukies in Carbondale? A lot at stake with them trying to get that fourth seed in the Arch Madness tournament.
Yeah, it's a great point. Southern Illinois with the top-ranked defense in the Missouri Valley Conference, just over 66 points per game allowed. And yeah, I think it's just going to come down to transition offense versus transition defense. And it's Coach Lehman, how about this? As someone who used to wear the whistle and stand on the sidelines, like the turnovers that are palatable. Like, I know coaches hate all turnovers, but not all turnovers are created equal. And if you and I is going to turn it over in the low teens, but they're going to create more possessions and they're going to play more downhill, I'd like to think Ben Jacobson and his staff can live with that.
You know, Cole, that brings it back to my high school coach, Bob Norton, Hall of Famer at Regina High School. They won 50-some straight. He told us if we have more turnovers, that just means we're being more aggressive, because we were a small running team. And I never forgot that. But what you're talking about, the aggressive turnovers are good if you're putting pressure on the defense. The ones in the backcourt where you just throw it to the wrong guy, ones you're trying to avoid, the travel or something like that. But here's another concern with Northern Iowa. They're going to have this answered Sunday. Not a physical backcourt when you talk about Trey Campbell and Bowen Bourne. If you think of Jake's best teams with Alegbe, with Washburn, you always had that big physical guard. They don't have this year, and I think that's what wins in Arch Madness. You got to have that power, physical power guard, because when you get down to St. Louis, it's going to end up being a half-court game.
Yeah, it's a good point. That guard that can put his shoulder down and still handle the ball and turn the corner. That's a great point.
Well, Roman Penn, you just look at who's won this thing. They've always had guys like that.
Don't get me started on Roman Penn. That guy fouled more That guy committed more offensive fouls that were never called than anybody I've ever seen play the sport.
There's a knack to that, though, partner. Get that guy in your hip and keep him there.
Yeah, credit to him. I'll give him that. I'll give him that. He had to craft
it. He didn't make the rules. He's just playing.
Exactly. Yeah, don't hate the player. Hate the game. all right. The Drake Bulldogs, speaking of Roman Penn, they sure could use him right now. They'd take him if he had any eligibility left, but he played like 7 years anyways. Drake, 107-105.
How about that?
Had Illinois-Chicago in three overtimes. Like, Darren DeVries had... I mean, he probably, whatever hairs haven't turned gray, with respect to Darren, probably turned gray last night. You don't want to be playing a game like that with the conference tournament right around the corner. What happened?
No, you don't. I tell you, if you look at last year, they had the same problems with UIC. I think it's a bad matchup for Drake because UIC's got, you know, they were all 6'4 to 6'7, 6'8. They switch all five positions. They gave him problems last year, if you remember. Okani was a problem for DeVries, but DeVries with 39 points. And I know that Robbie Avila had 35 in that easy win for Indiana State. But in my mind, that wraps up player of the year for DeVries. First of all, it's tough to unseat the guy that's already got in his hip pocket.
Agreed.
But he's just – this dude's a warrior. He will not let his team lose. I just think he got my vote on this game.
For me, and I said this, month and a half ago, I don't think it's changed whatsoever. The thing that takes Drake from – like pretty dang good to wow, they're really good, maybe they're great, is when Atten Wright and Kevin Overton are playing well. When they don't play well, they're much more gettable.
Oh, great point. I think Overton won't get freshman of the year. It'll be Connor, the kid from Valpo, will get that one.
Schwager
will get it. And then the kid from Illinois State is coming on strong, mm-hmm. Kinzinger. But Overton is in the conversation. And you're right. I mean, this kid does not play like a freshman, and he is. I did talk to him. I think he's 19 or 20 years old because he's a prep school guy. So he's not like he just came out of high school. Atten Wright is a special player. We talk about old school strong guards. Mm-hmm. This guy's 6 foot, and he can score on anybody. Size doesn't matter. Gets you on the hip. I really like his game.
All right, Coach Lehman, before I let you go, and I know we could do this next week, but Missouri Valley Conference Tournament favorite. Who would be your favorite? Who would be your non-top two seed pick? I mean, it's pretty clear. Drake and Indiana State are going to be the top two seeds. So beyond the top two seeds, who would you pick? And then if I made you pick a team that's likely going to play on day one and have to win four in 4 days to win it all, is there a team that you would clearly pick out of that group as well?
Well, first of all, I want to say Drake's my pick because they have depth. As long as this game against UIC did not wear them out because they played a game and a half. I think Indiana State's a little bit – I think they peaked, and Swope is nursing a bad knee. Belmont is my pick with Jacoby Gillespie, healthy, Kate Tyson, Dalik Mia. Although Mia is a little bit of a wild card because you don't know what he's going to do. You know, he'll do some weird things, and he'll decide not to guard. But those three guys are really talented. And Keyshawn – Davidson has gotten better. I really like that team. I don't know if they can guard for three games to win that thing. And they've got to be able to get in that four seed position, which is going to be difficult. I think Southern or Northern Iowa is going to get that thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach. Great stuff as always. Take care.
All right, buddy.
All right. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, got to take this break. Went long like usual with Coach. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports. We'll come back on the other side. Got some audio from Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Grohn after today's Class 5A state tournament semifinal loss to Dowling Catholic. We'll get to that, see what else we can get to, a bunch of audio. That's next right here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports and Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Drake and UNI women are at home tonight in Missouri Valley Conference play. The Bulldogs are at the top of the standings and host Illinois-Chicago. UNI's 10-6 in the Valley and takes on Valparaiso. The Panthers are currently fifth in the conference race with 4 games to go before the start of the conference tournament.
Anybody can beat anybody, and yes, Drake is going to win it, and they've played really good basketball. But when you look at the league from top to bottom and in the middle, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. And that's what I love about this conference. It's extremely competitive from top to bottom.
That's Northern Iowa coach Tanya Warren. At the girls' state basketball tournament in Des Moines, the championship is set in Class 5A. Top-ranked Johnston rolled to a 74-33 win over number 4 Waukee, while third-rated Dowling Catholic pulled away in the third quarter to beat 7th-ranked Cedar Falls 59-48. This is Radio Iowa.
Stop in at Fleet Farm for one of the biggest selections of Milwaukee tools around. Milwaukee's raised the bar on heavy-duty performance, and we've got over 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories to help you crush that to-do list. Like the M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. 400 pounds of torque packed into just 4 pounds of compact drill driver plus 2 batteries. Shop all the top brands we carry to help you power through everyday life at Fleet Farm.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Does it run? Does it drive? Great. We'll give you $3,500 guaranteed trade on your next purchase at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls. Hi, I'm Luke Schmidt, General Manager at Community Chevrolet Cadillac, and we've got a great selection for your $3,500 trade. Whether it's new or pre-owned, we've got a full lot ready to find a new home. So if it runs and drives, bring it on over and we'll give you $3,500 trade-in. Simple, straightforward deals guaranteed at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls.
Offer ends February 29th. See dealer for details.
1650 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for more than two decades, and we're proud to continue, thanks in part to these sponsors.
Western Home Communities in Cedar Falls is proud to support high school athletics, assertively creating fulfilling lifestyles for residents, families, and employees. Visit westernhomecommunities.org.
Magical Mix Kids has been taking chronically or terminally ill children and their families on a worry-free paid vacation to Disney World. Your donation to the Magical Mix Kids goes directly to bringing smiles to these families. Donate today. Go to magicalmixkids.org.
This station is part of Colaf Media. Locally owned and operated, our staff and company owner live, work, and play here in the Cedar Valley. And we support the organizations that support our communities and residents. Thank you for listening and supporting this locally owned radio station.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024 in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
You're listening to the one-stop shop for local and statewide sports talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6 on The Fan.
Oh, turn that up. That's the kind of tune you can get a speeding ticket listening to. Don't ask me how I know. Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. The Cedar Falls girls basketball team had its season come to an end today in a Class 5A state tournament semifinal. Tigers fell 59-48 to Dowling Catholic. Finished their season 23-2 overall. What a remarkable year. Head coach Greg Groen began his postgame remarks talking about how special of a group this year's team was.
Honestly, I just think it's who they are as individuals and as a group. Just a fun group to be around, a fun group to coach. We talk about this all the time where we look forward to coming to practice every day, and we look forward to working with them every day. And I know that doesn't always work that way, or people can't wait for a season to get over, coaches or whatever it might be, and it's not that way at all. And that's just a testament to who they are as individuals and people, that you can go laugh at practice, have fun at practice, and still get stuff done. And I think that's probably the thing I miss the most, you know. Obviously, a great season when you talk about record-wise, but I think that outweighs anything.
The Tiger girls had a 21-game winning streak prior to today's loss.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about, you go back in November, you have 40 teams that are looking to get to the state tournament, right? I mean, that's the goal. That everybody wants to get to the state tournament. And, you know, we had three games in 4 days. And we had that setback in Ankeny. And I just love the way that they responded to it. And, you know, we were able to, we had some games that were some battles where we had to overcome some adversity, you know, through that time, and found a way to win. And I think in some of those games when we found a way to win, it just showed a lot about the character of the team. And we just knew then that we were going to have a good squad.
Cedar Falls was without senior starter Anaya Burks today. Coach Groen spoke about that making him and his team adjust today against the Maroons.
You know, it's one of those things where they're a smart group, and that's what makes fun working with them, is because they are a smart group. But when you have a short turnaround, you know, you only have a couple days to kind of adapt and figure out, that gets kind of hard. But, you know, I thought they did a good job of responding and doing what they needed to do. And, you know, and they went out and they still competed at a high level today by adapting to those changes.
Dowling blocked 11 of the Tigers' shots today. They have a tall group, 1 through 5, a tall starting lineup. Coach Groen spoke about dealing with that size.
Yeah, you know, I think they have a great inside-outside game. They got a lot of, obviously, Zedeker can get downhill. And whenever you have a player like that that can get downhill, it really creates a lot of havoc for teams, whether it's her scoring at the rim, her dumping it to the post player, or her finding the corner for the three-point shot. You know, when you scout them and you're kind of like, man, what are we going to take away? What are we going to take away, right? And if you slide over, they just dump it to the post. Or if you then cheat over the post, that she's really good at hitting the corner for the three-point shot. And, you know, scouting them and looking at all the game tapes, they put everybody in those type of situations, right? And I think that's on everybody's scouting report. Hey, you can't do this and this and this, and they still find ways to do it. So that's just, you know, compliment to them and their coaching staff and their players on being able to execute that, and they're just, it's really tough to guard.
And finally, Coach Groen was asked to share his thoughts on an outstanding and what will be a long remembered high school basketball career for Grace Knutson.
Again, just a great kid. You know, a kid who is like a definition of a student athlete. You know, she's a 4.0 student, gets things done in the classroom, and then she, you know, she's the type of girl who doesn't just come to practice and then goes home, and you know, and that's the, her basketball career. It's, you know, on the weekend shooting, in the summer doing AAU. I mean, like, she's constantly working on her game and her craft. And again, I think it's just fun to see someone who puts so much time in to have the success that she has this year, and just to see that hard work pay off. And obviously, she's going to be greatly missed, but she's going to leave her legacy for many years. You know, one of the best things is, I've said this before, you look up in the stands and there's a lot of little younger Tiger future basketball players in there. And all of those players are, you know, look at her and they're like, wow, you know, and someday I want to, you know. And so, you know, we don't know, and I don't think she even knows how much she's impacted our program, not only this, you know, the last 4 years, but for years to come, just because of the impact that she's had.
And Grace Knutson will continue her basketball career as a college freshman at Drake this fall. Meanwhile, the Cedar Falls boys basketball team begins state tournament play next Wednesday with a 4A quarterfinal against Bettendorf. You'll be able to hear that game on Cruising KCFI. Dave Finnegan on the call. Pregame coverage will begin at 3:15 next Wednesday with tip-off at 3:45. And then at 10:15 next Tuesday morning, a Class 2A boys basketball state tournament quarterfinal over here on The Fan. The Hudson Pirates taking on rival Grundy Center. That's a 10:30 tip that you'll hear right here on The Fan. All right, let's take this final time out. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Thursday. Come back on the other side and wrap up the show.
I'm Patrick Claybon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Chiefs have granted soon-to-be free agent cornerback L'Jarius Sneed permission to seek a trade, but according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, KC could elect to use the franchise tag and then trade him. The one-year tag for cornerbacks is set at $19.8 million for the 2024 season. Meanwhile, the Chiefs releasing wideout Marquez Valdez-Scantling, saving the team $12 million in salary cap space, according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Jets GM Joe Douglas revealed Wednesday the team has given quarterback Zach Wilson permission to seek a trade. The former second overall pick started 33 games over three seasons with the Jets. The top quarterback prospect, Caleb Williams, tells ESPN he'd be thrilled to be selected by the Chicago Bears, the number one overall pick for the 2024 draft. He added, quote, "If they trade the pick and I get drafted by someone else, I'm just as excited." This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
My baby brother, a father.
Come on, it's time for his nap. Whoa, he can't sleep on his stomach. Babies should always sleep on their backs in a safety-approved crib, and the sleep area should be clear of blankets, toys, and other loose or soft items. It reduces the risk of SIDS.
SIDS?
You know, sudden infant death syndrome.
Guess I need to start studying up on safe sleep for little man here. Being his favorite uncle comes with big responsibilities.
For more information, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Corn Country Fest is back, presented by Viridian Credit Union. This is the kickoff music festival of the season. Join us Saturday, April 27th at the Hippodrome in Waterloo. It's another incredible tribute to country legends, with nationally acclaimed tribute artists performing as Dolly Parton and Toby Keith. A celebration of all things country with live music, food, beer, axe throwing, and more. Tickets on sale now, starting at $18 for a limited time. Reserve box seats, veteran, and limited VIP seats also available. Learn more at corncountryfest.com.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Around NFL Combine time, we are generally focused on possible draft prospects, NFL free agency, and franchise tag candidates. But this season, the focus has shifted towards ownership. In a survey conducted by the Players Association, each NFL franchise was handed down grades on a variety of subjects, ranging from the quality of team practice facilities to coaches and even owners. At first glance, it appears the NFL is trying to shame teams for their poor management. But this may be good for the NFL's complicated work environment. The Cardinals, for example, took their poor grade to heart last season. Since then, the team has stopped charging players for meals, made substantial upgrades to the team's weight room, and even added a family gathering room for team home games. Having a high grade doesn't exactly correlate to wins. The Chiefs ranked near the bottom in just about every category. But with this information now published yearly, this could be a rare win for NFL players going forward. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. Tire Rack sells only the best, like the Bridgestone Blizzak. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. When you love somebody, you protect them in the best ways that you can, and that's why I recommend Simply Safe. It's an advanced system that protects every inch of your home 24/7. Professional monitoring for fast emergency response for less than a dollar a day. Order now. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring. visit SimplySafeDan.com. That's SimplySafeDan.com. And tell them we sent you. And remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
I mean, we have amazing passes with Keyshawn, Taman. I mean, all of our guards, really. But overall, just staying on the move, not letting them predict, or just being stagnant, not letting them predict your next move, and just obviously staying on the move. The defender's watching the ball too much, just cut right behind them. They can't see both at the same time.
That's the voice of Iowa State men's basketball sophomore guard Damarian Watson, who finished with a career-high 15 points and 9 rebounds in last night's 58-45 win over Oklahoma at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And that win made the Cyclones now 17-0 at home. The Hilton Magic is back, baby. And Damarian Watson, I don't think he would have been on anybody's bingo card to be the X factor last night. But as we talked about with ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman earlier in the show, just another reason why you can point at this Iowa State team and go, they are really, really good. And they'll be back on the Fan on Saturday when they're on the road at UCF, a 2 o'clock start time, pregame start time, 3 o'clock tip. Thanks to Coach Lehman for joining today's show. Once again, congratulations to the Cedar Falls girls basketball team on an outstanding season. That's a wrap for a Thursday. I am back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.